You have your Bible, turn with us tonight, the book of John. Book of John, chapter 12. Let's begin reading tonight, verse 34. In verse 34, the Bible said, "The people answered him, 'We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?'" But I thank God tonight that I can know who He is. And I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be our help. And as we preach through the Scriptures tonight, I just want to point you to the Word of God that we might see Him and begin to recognize who He is. And I want to preach this style to believing or not. Amen? Praise God. I want to say tonight, it makes a difference whether we believe God. It makes a difference whether we believe what He says. It makes a difference whether we care whether or not what He says. Amen? And these folks here was asking Him these questions. And they answered Him. They said, "We've heard in the law that Christ is going to come. We've heard that, you know, for centuries now. We've heard that the Christ is coming, that the Messiah was coming, that anointed one of God was coming." He said, "Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up?" He said, and then they asked the question that most people in the world, I said, "Who is this Son of Man?" Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of people around us today that have that question in heart. Who is the Son of Man? Until we get that nailed down and realize and recognize who Jesus is and what He done for me and what He done for you. See, I think we're missing the fact that it was a personal sacrifice that Christ made for me and you. It was a personal sacrifice when He laid aside His glory and came and was born in a manger, grew up in a wicked and vile world, and became the salvation for us all. Amen. And they're asking the question, the same question I think that's being asked all over the country, all over the world, who is this Son of Man? We're seeking, people seeking a different way everywhere you go. They're seeking a way that they can get peace and harmony in their heart in this old present world, and you won't find it here. Amen? You can go out and search and go all kind of different ways, try all kind of different avenues, and you'll never find peace outside of God. And that peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that gives. He's the ultimate peace giver. He said, "My peace I give unto you." Amen? He's the only one that can give us the kind of peace that we need tonight. Amen? See, goes on here in verse 35. It said, "Jesus saith unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you." Amen? So He said, hey, look, the lights are shining. He said, just get the light. Just see the light. Recognize the light. And praise God, begin to walk while you have light. I want to say, it ain't going to be too long if we keep going, if America keeps going the way she's going, that we're going to be in darkness when it comes to spiritual things. Amen? They're trying to push the Bible and God out and bring other things in. Amen? But we got to be careful, praise God, and realize that the light is Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." Now I know, I believe when Jesus was speaking this, I believe there's a great implication here. He said, those that's choosing to walk in the dark, amen, and they think they're, and we've got them all around, and we've got family members who think they're okay. We got their family, that they figure if the rapture took place, they're going to fly away with all the rest of us. But they're living like the devil. They're living worldly and for the world. And one of these days, praise God, which all said, He said, those that are walking in the dark, amen, are walking with the darkness. And they don't even realize where they're at. They don't even, people today don't even realize how dark it's becoming. Amen. And people, instead of running to the light, we're running away from the light. It just doesn't make sense. It boggles your mind. Because He said that he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he goes. He said, you don't know. Hey, they think they're going to be okay, but they don't realize they're headed in the wrong direction. Amen? Can I just say it straight up? Praise God, those that's walking in the dark, alienated and isolated from God and Lord Jesus Christ, they're walking right straight in the pits of hell. Amen? Folks are going just as hard away from God as they can go. And the whole time looking over their shoulder and saying, I'm all right. Amen? But Jesus says here, those that walk in the darkness know not where they're going. He said, while you have light. Amen? See, He said, yet a little while, said, you have light. And He says, while you have this light. Amen? He said, believe in the light. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, when the light shines, praise God, you can see what's around, amen, and you can make an informed decision. And while the lights are shining, praise God, we need to make an informed decision. We need to decide, praise God, no matter what, like old Peter did, come hell or high water, praise God, I'm going to follow Jesus because there's nothing to go back to. If we could ever settle in our heart, praise God, that we're just going to stand with God and having done all, stand, praise God, settle in our heart, in our mind, praise God, and start living like we ought to live, praise God, our people would see that and they'd start getting in. But what they're seeing some wishy-washy Christianity, some wishy-washy religion, amen, and don't have no power to compel. Amen? But he said, while you have the light, he said, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. Amen? Hey, if you're a child of God, of the light, guess what? You don't want to walk in the dark no more. Amen? He said, you want to walk in the light. Amen. In other words, you want to be pleasing to God. You want to be pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to walk circumspectly with the Holy God. Amen. I'm not talking about on Sunday morning. And I'm not talking about on Sunday night or Wednesday night. Praise God, I'm talking about every day of your life. Amen. See, if the church would check up, figure out where we're at, how we're walking, how we're living, praise God, it would change. Make sure we're in the light. Amen. Make sure the lights are shining on us, praise God, so that the people that's in the darkness can see the light. Amen. You know the old saying, you may be the only Bible some people ever read. Amen. May be the only one that some people ever read. So why is that so important? It's believing or not, amen. It's believing, trusting, relying, and hearing to the good God of glory, or not believing. I mean, that's the two options we have. Let me say this. There's no middle ground. There's no getting in a little bit and say, well, I believe when I'm at church, I'll act like it when I'm at church, and when I get somewhere else, but it don't work that way. Amen? He said, we have to choose to walk in the light. See, that's that everyday walk. That's that everyday life, praise God, that we live. We live it according to God, according to godliness. Amen? Now, notice what Jesus did. He said, yet a little while is the light with you. And he said, you need to walk in the light and get out of the dark. He said, while you have light, he said, believe in the light. Who is the light? Jesus. Amen. So we have to, so here he's reiterating. He said, what you got to do? You got to put your trust and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to put our faith in him. If we get our faith in ourselves or in the world or somebody else, we'll be let down. We'll stay discouraged all the time. But praise God, when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he brings us along on purpose. And he delivers us safe. Amen. Now you're going to see why he's reiterating all the, in the book of John, he's reiterating all the things that he's been teaching. Amen. Because he's almost finished with his earthly ministry. Hello? He's almost finished. He's wrapping this thing up. And the Bible says in at the end of verse 36, he said, these things spake Jesus and departed. And now watch this. And hid himself from them. I got to thinking about this, Brother Robert. I thought, wow. He told them these things. He put it out there for them to see. I mean, paint it just like a painting a picture. Put it there for them to see. Amen. He says, believe it or not, amen. Right here it is. This is the answer. This is what you've been looking for. All the scribes and the Pharisees, the Jews, he said, praise God, this is what you've been looking for down through the ages. Here, you've been wanting an answer, here's your answer. And then the Bible said he hid himself from them. He departed and hid himself from them. I got to thinking about, you ever remember the old saying, you don't miss something till it's gone? Huh? A lot of times, what he said, hey, I believe sometimes we take things for granted. We don't miss it till it's gone. Amen? It's just like our worship and our praise and everything. We don't miss it till it's gone. And then we look back on the good old days. Amen? If we ain't careful, we don't appreciate it when we've got it. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so what happens is we don't really miss it. We don't realize how great it is, how good it is, till it's gone. I think maybe that's why Paul said, just rejoice always. Amen? And again, I say rejoice. Praise the Lord. So we see the Lord withdrew himself from them. In verse 37 it says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Now who's him? Jesus. They seen him do all the miracles. They seen him perform every act that he performed, but yet they believed not on him. Amen. They seen it, but they didn't believe it. In other words, they would not believe on Lord Jesus Christ. How many people you know today like that? They just will not believe on Lord Jesus Christ. They will not put our faith and trust and rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what's happening to the church today. We're not putting our faith and trust and relying on Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, it's just slipping away. Amen. He said in the last days there'd be a great falling away. We're seeing it. Folks is just turning their back on God. The world has too much of a draw. Amen. There's too much excitement. There's too much happening in the world to take away and we can't take away from it long enough to go to God. Amen. We're seeing it. But he said they would not believe. Yet they believed not on him. They didn't believe on Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, what he's saying there, they did not want to believe. Amen. In other words, they chose not to believe. I wonder what people's doing today when they choose not to choose Jesus. When they reject the precious Lamb of God and reject the precious Lamb of God and reject the precious Lamb of God. It's a sad thing, a sad day that we're living in when people can readily, easily reject the Lamb of God. And when they do that, it's a dangerous place that they put themselves in. Amen. I'm going to show you why. Watch what it says. He said that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? He said the word's been revealed, the word's been out there. He said, but who's believed it? If you'll notice, there's a question mark there. He said, Lord, the preaching's been preached, the prophets have been prophesied, but said, ain't nobody believing it. Amen. He said, who's the word been revealed to? Has anybody heard the word? He said, well, preacher, it's a going out all over the world. Sure it is, but who's a hearing? Amen. The word of God, amen. We've sent it out all over the world, but nobody's a listening. They hear it, but they don't believe it. Amen. Elijah's time said he called him over there. They said, hey, look, he said, here's the word of God. He preached, and nobody believed him. In Noah's time, he preached, but nobody believed. 120 years while the ark was prepared, and nobody believed him. Can you see how history repeats itself? History is repeating itself today right before our eyes. Amen. We're still preaching the same Jesus. That Jesus crucified, risen again. Praise God, but nobody's believing. Who's heard the report? Nobody. Amen. He said, therefore. Now watch this. Therefore, they could not believe because that Isaiah saith again. Now listen to what he says here. He said, they would not believe. And here in verse 39, he said, they could not believe. Say, what do you mean, preacher? They couldn't believe. They could believe if they chose to. But listen to what he says. Brother X hit on this last Sunday morning, but he didn't really get in it hard. Verse 40, he said, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. Who's he? God. Amen. He said, God, he's blinded their eyes and hardened their heart that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted and I should heal them. Amen. What God's saying here is, he said, God is the one that hardened the heart. God was the one that kept them from hearing. God was the one that made them tone deaf. Amen. You know, preacher, what's up with that? The same way that he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Amen. Because he didn't want them to do anything, praise God, that wasn't their choice. Amen. Jesus was the greatest prophet that there was. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the teaching that he had, the power that he had, the persuasiveness that he had, praise God, here on earth. Amen. They could have not overcome that. Amen. They would have chose him against their will. Amen. But God says, He said, I don't want nobody to choose me against their will. I'll not make anybody choose me. He made us full moral agents, praise God, to make a choice. Amen. See how important it is, praise God, to believe or not to believe? We have to believe individually. I mean, I'm not talking about coming to church. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm talking about we got to believe, church family, we got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In these last days we live, in order to have the power again, we got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the power He has. He has all power in heaven and earth. And we've got to harness the power through believing on Him. And when we believe, the Bible says we shall receive. When we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, we have power, amen, to receive. Praise the Lord. The consequence of not believing. Amen. You say, well, how could that be? Preacher, you got Bible for that? Yeah, I do. Look at Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Very familiar passage. He said, wherefore, let me give you time to get there. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore, Jesus is saying this now, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, now watch this, neither in the world to come. What he's saying here, praise God, he said, there's coming a day, listen to me, families, friends, praise God, he said, there's coming a day that God's going to require something in our head. He's going to have to choose God or not choose Him. And if we choose to reject the precious wooing of the Holy Ghost of God, we're going to die, our family's going to die, and they're going to go to hell. Amen? They're going to go off into eternity lost without God. Let me just say this. I've talked to folks in this church that's not in the will of God. They've never made a profession of salvation. And they've told me with their own lips, I remember when the Holy Ghost of God dealt with me. Are you hearing me? And they told me face to face, eyeball to eyeball, said, but the Holy Ghost of God doesn't deal with me no more. He hasn't in a long time. But it just broke my heart. Praise God. Hey, listen, what they're saying is the Holy Ghost of God was dealing with me and I rejected and denied the power of God. Amen. He don't deal with me no more. God help us to never get in that place. What's happening? He said, because you made that choice, you chose not to believe. Amen. God help us. We never get to that place where we choose not to believe. That's why I said last Wednesday night, we need to call out on our loved ones, praise God, a few at a time, and pray without ceasing. Amen. Pray, start on Wednesday night, and pray till next Wednesday night for those few, and then get a few more, and pray for that week for them. Pray God, Holy Ghost of God, but deal with their heart, and they can know it, and get saved before it's too late. He said, there's coming a time when it'll be too late. He said they would not believe. Believe not on Him. He said, then they come to a time and a place where they could not believe. That'd be a sad place to come to when you couldn't. See, there's so many that's deceived, Brother X, and say, well, you know, I'm going to do my life, my thing, I'm going to live my way, and one day I'm going to get in. You won't get in if the Holy Ghost of God isn't dealing with your heart. One day the Holy Ghost of God will deal for that last time, and it'll be over. Amen. And God help us because we don't know when that last time will be. Amen. But praise God, God does. But He allows that. He hardens the hearts that He might confirm their choice, that choice that they've made. He said, these things said Isaiah when he saw His glory and spake of Him. Him who? That's an old book. He's still talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed. Now watch this. Believed on Him. Amen. So many of them, he said, believed on Him. Believed on the Lord. But now watch out. What's happened? He said, because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him. lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Amen. They believed on Lord Jesus Christ. They believed on the God of glory. They believed, they put their faith, their trust in Lord Jesus Christ to a point. If we ain't careful, we'll put our faith, our trust in Lord Jesus Christ to a point. To the point that maybe it'll interfere with something in our life, and then we'll draw back, and that's where we get as far as we'll go. Amen. But bless our heart. But we got to realize, praise God, God wants us to go all the way with Him. We got to get, He said in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. Amen. He said, the power of God is real, praise God. And He said, I'm not ashamed of that power. Praise God. What He said is, I'm going to harness that power for His glory. Amen. The reason we can't praise and worship God no more is we ain't harnessed the power. Amen. Not harnessed the power of His glory. But I won't say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Bless His holy name. See, they was ashamed. They did not confess Him lest they should be put out of the synagogue. But now what does it say over in Romans chapter 10? When you get saved, Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. For whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. They believed, but they would not receive Christ to receive the power that He has. I wonder how many people believe in their mind, amen, but they don't believe in their heart. I believe a lot of our church folk believe in their head, amen. We know who Jesus is, but we don't believe in their heart that He is the Savior of man, amen. Praise God, He came for that purpose. Why would they not do that? He tells us in verse 43. He said, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Amen. You know what it was, Brother Robert said, well, you know what, if I get up and start confessing and start living my faith, what will people think? I think we need to back up and say, if we don't, what will God think? Amen. I don't know about you, but He's a whole lot more important than people. I mean, I love people with all my heart. Amen, I do. But praise God, I got to think, I keep my focus on what God pleased with. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't look at this little old slobbering, spitting preacher. I ain't very eloquent. And praise God, I don't ever look for the praise of men. But praise God, one day I want to stand before my Savior, and He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. You keep plowing the old gospel plow. Praise God. Keep being faithful to God. Amen. And glory be to God, He'll be faithful to you. I believe that. He said, well, preacher, that's crazy. Well, just leave me alone. Lock me in a room. Praise God. I'm all right. Amen. They love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus begins to talk to them here in verse 44. And He says, Jesus cried and He said, he that believeth on me, believe not. He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on Him that sent me. Amen. He said, when you believe on me, you're not believing on me. He said, you're believing in the good God of glory. Amen. He's the one that sent me here to tell you what you need to know. Praise the Lord. And he that seeth me seeth Him that sent me. Amen. You ever think about who Jesus is? You ever think about what he'd look like? Praise God. Hey, I've seen Him every day in the Scriptures. Amen. I see His power. I see His might. I see His, Brother Dean, I see His consistency. Amen. Everywhere He went, everything He did, praise God, they was a consistent to it. They was a mellowness to it. They was a pride in it, praise God, as unto the Father. Praise the Lord. He said, if you've seen me, he that seeth me, you've seen the Father. It amazes me because you get over in John chapter 14 down about verse 8, and Philip says to Him, he said, Lord, show us the Father and it suffices. Amen. He said, just let us see the Father. And Jesus, the way He did in His casual way, He said, Philip, how long have you been with me? Amen. He said, if you've seen me, He said, son, you've seen the Father. Amen. He said, me and the Father, we're one. He said, if you've seen me, praise God, you've seen the Father. It's any wonder, praise God. I believe them disciples finally got a hold of that. Amen. I believe that's why they had such power on them, praise God, on the day of Pentecost. They went up for about 40 days and they thought about that, praise God, and they meditated on that, and they realized that Jesus has gone now. And they didn't realize what they had till He was gone. And then, praise God, they said, boy, do you remember when He was a walking with us? You remember when He was a talking with us? You remember when He was a doing the miracles, the mighty miracles that He performed? You remember when He turned the loaves and the fishes, praise God, into a feast for thousands? Amen. Praise God. He said, that was that Jesus. He said, you've seen me. He said, you've seen the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. In verse 40, 46, He goes on, He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me. Now watch this here. He says, do you see Him reiterating this? I think, Brother Robert, He wants us to get this. Amen? I think He wants us to lock a hold of this, praise God, as He's telling this to the Jews for the last time. He said, I have come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. He said, those dark things of the world, those dark places, those dark acts, those dark deeds, He said, praise God, you can't abide with them. You're going to come out of them. He goes on in John chapter 16, He said, I'm going to send you a comforter, praise God, to bring you out. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter that'll give you the power to illuminate your mind and your heart, praise God, to show you the path. Amen. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away so that the comforter can come. Amen. And He'll begin to illuminate, praise God, all this. And I've told you, I know you can't retain it, but praise God, the Holy Ghost is going to give you all this and more. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The light will shine. And He said, that'll light. And I like what He said, and the Holy Ghost will come and He'll abide in you. Amen? To see His play on words here, He said, if you've truly accepted me, if you've believed on me, He said, that darkness cannot abide in you. You'll not abide in the dark. You'll not stay in the darkness, praise God, because the lights come in, and when the lights are shining, darkness has to flee. Amen? Can we see where we're at tonight, church? Can you look at your life and see where you're at? Is our light really shining like it ought to? Amen. Do we really believe God or not? Amen. If we truly believe God, then we need to start living like we believe Him. I started to say act like it, but we're not actors. We're not here to perform for somebody. We're supposed to be that God's called us to be. Amen. Praise God, believing or not. He said, should not abide in darkness. He said, we'll find the light. In verse 46, He said, I am come. He said in verse 37, He said, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world. But watch this, but to save the world. He said, I didn't come to judge you. He said, I come to save you. He said, if you'll believe me, get in. Amen. He said, I didn't come to judge you. He said, I know men's deeds are evil. He said, you're condemned already. Amen. Amen. Remember what I told you the other day? We were created sinful people. Amen. Our father, Adam, he was created in likeness and image of God. And then he sinned. So we're created. We're not created in likeness and image of God. As to say, Adam was, we're created in the likeness of sinful flesh. And that sinful flesh has to be reconciled back to God. You know what's wrong with us, church, us Baptists? We cannot admit that we're just a bunch of old sinners. Amen? We can't admit, just admit straight up, you know what, I'm just an old sinner. I'm apt to mess up today. Amen? I mean, it's getting late in the evening. I'm still apt to mess up before I pillow my head. But you know what? I've got an advocate with the Father, praise God. I can say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, believing that He is the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Who died for my sins according to Scripture and rose again, praise God, victorious over the grave, over that death penalty. Amen. I don't have to, we don't have to keep dying in our sin. We can live, praise God, alive for Jesus. Praise His holy name, believe it or not. Amen. I don't know about you, I believe it. Praise God. He said, I didn't come to judge the world. He said, I come to save the world. He said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. He said, what is that? He said, it's the word. Amen. You know what we're going to... If we reject thy God, if a person dies and goes to hell, they've heard preaching, instruction from the Word of God, they're going to stand, and what's going to judge them will be the Word of God. You say, well, preacher, I've got a cure. We just won't ever get around the Word of God. We'll never hear it, and we won't be judged by it. Amen. Yeah, you will, because God put it out there. If you reject hearing it, praise God, it still falls back in your court. Amen. Remember the message I preached out here in Romans chapter 1 about, what about you, Mr. Jungle Man? Amen. They sometime they heard the Word of God and they chose to reject it. Amen. Praise God. So they lost generation after generation after generation. Kind of like America today. We're losing our generations. You know why that is? Because me and you are not excited about God. Amen. We're not excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not excited about our worship. We're not excited about our inner praise. Praise God. And our folks is seeing that. And why should they be excited if we're not? Amen. But praise God, we can be excited because Jesus, praise God, paid the price. Amen. He said he'd be judged by the word that I have spoken, and the same shall judge him in the last day. He's what he's saying there is when we stand before God, the Word of God is what He'll use to judge us. We'll be held accountable according to the Word of God. You know what? You know what? You know what? That's what makes this blessed old King James Bible so precious, is because this is what God's going to. Well, we ought to study it. We ought to memorize it. We ought to know it. We ought to live it, because this is what the Judge of Righteousness is going to judge us by. We'll stand and give account, praise God, according to this book. Amen. Makes it sound a little bit more important now, doesn't it? Amen. He said, in verse 49, he goes on and says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment of what I should say and what I should speak. See, before in eternity past, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost sat down. And they said, you know what? Man's going to sin. Jesus said, I'll go. He said, all right, son. He said, all right, son, God the Holy Ghost. He said, this is what we're going to do. He said, this is what you say when you get there. I mean, this thing wasn't taken by chance. Praise God, it was planned out from the beginning of eternity. Amen. Exactly. He said, the Father told me exactly what to tell you so that you could make an informed decision, an informed choice. Amen. He said, and I know that His commandment is everlasting, or His life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, I speak. He said, I'm just telling you what the Father said. He said, in the volume of book, it's written, he said, this is what the Father told me to tell you, that you might be saved. Amen. See, this was the end of the Lord's public ministry. I mean, this verse 50 here, it was the last time He would speak openly to the Jews. He was done. He had laid it out there. He said, believe it or not, He said, it's up to you. He said, I want you to make that choice. But He said, I want you to make an informed choice. I don't want you to stand and say, nobody told me. He said, you can make an informed choice right now. Amen. He said, you can make an informed decision right now. He said, will you believe on me? Will you trust in me? Would you rely on me? Amen. To help you and lead you and guide you as that Messiah that you've been looking for? Or will you reject me? Amen. I'm like Jeremiah. As for me and my house, praise God, I'm going to choose Him. Amen. I'm just going to choose the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to walk with Him, praise God, all the way to the end of this way, praise God, till I get into another way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Believe it or not. That's the option that we have. To believe or not to believe. Amen. But if we choose not to believe, after so long, by the Lord says, He said that their hearts is hardened. And God's cut it off. He said, you've made your choice. Now you've got to live with the choice you've made. There'll come a time in every one of our lives that we have to make a choice, and we need to make a choice, and we'll have to live with that choice that we've made. Now listen, just a second, I'm done. But it may be anything in our life that keep us from having a right relationship with the Lord. It may be some kind of bitterness, hardness towards somebody that's keeping us. And I tell you what, I wouldn't give nobody that satisfaction. Amen. I wouldn't give holding grudges and bitterness. I wouldn't suffer and be in anguish over it for no man. Amen. Praise God. I'd ask God to forgive me of my part in it. Amen. I'd ask God to help them with their part. And praise God, I'd make my part right. And if they would, all right. If they wouldn't, all right. But praise God, I'd go on rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. I wouldn't let that keep me from making that informed decision, that right decision. Amen. I wouldn't let that keep me, praise God, from being able to worship and love my Lord the way He deserves. Amen. I wouldn't let what somebody would think, amen, keep me from living right for God. Keep me from believing, amen, and acting on what I believe. I wouldn't care. I don't care what anybody thinks. Amen. I told somebody one time, he said, well, you can't do like that. You can't act like that here. I say, praise God, I pay my bills. I can do what I want to do. Amen. I can praise my God wherever I'm at. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hey, listen, and I will say this while I'm thinking about it. Tomorrow is, hey, we ain't got Malachi's here. Tomorrow is bring your Bible to school day. Amen. Tomorrow's bring your Bible to school day. So take your King James Bible, get you a big one. Get the family Bible, praise God. Carry it on your arm, take it to school. And ask you what it is, say, praise God, it's my Bible because I love the Lord. Amen. I wish I'd have noticed it early in time to get every one of our kids to participate. Carry your Bible. You say, well, preacher, they can't do that. They can do that. They can't stop you. Pray. You can take any book you want to read in your spare time. Amen. They say, well, you can't bring a Bible. That's a book you want to read in your spare time. You can take your Bible. Amen. See, what Jesus said, He said, you need to make a choice. If you believe on me, praise God, have some confidence in me, and let me help you, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God says, He said, Lord's give you enough information to make an informed decision. He said, what do you got to choose? You got to choose whether you believe it, believe on the Lord, or you don't. Amen. We have to choose, praise God, whether we believe God or we don't. Amen. I believe Him. I believe Him absolutely. I mean, if He's God, I believe He has all power in heaven and earth, praise God, and He's not afraid to minister it to me. Amen. And praise God, I just take what I can get up, boy, and I just shout, praise God, all the way to the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I enjoy the Lord. I was talking to Brother Benson this morning. I called him this morning and see if he wanted to go with us on our trip, him and his little wife, and because we got a couple extra seats. And I said, we got to talking and praising the Lord. And I said, hey, let me just tell you what happened. Amen. He was talking about some kind of like a miracle that took place in churches. God just moved in a mighty way. Amen. And I said, well, let me tell you what happened. I said, praise God. Brother James, Miss Geraldine, they got a big report last week. Praise God. They don't have to go back no more. Amen. That cancer's gone. Amen. And I said, the same day, praise God, a little old girl had a muscle disease, went to her checkup down there in Duke or wherever it was, Chapel Hill, and praise God, they said, the doctor come, looked at her, and said, we don't understand it, but it's not there. Amen. I said, God's done it again, praise God. Amen. Hey, why? Because I believe, amen. God healed him. God healed him, amen. Just moved in on purpose, praise God, because He could. Just done it on purpose, praise the Lord. That's what He does. Praise the Lord. Why? Because people believe. Put our trust, our faith in Him, praise God. And when we do that, we act upon that, and praise God, He just blesses us on purpose because He can. Amen. Believe it or not, He does. Amen. He does. He does marvelous, wonderful works. He's still in the healing business today. Still saving old sinners. Praise God, still convicting hearts. We need to pray for our young ones. We need to pray for our people. That's out of God's will, those that's lost. We need to pray earnestly, praise God, bring them before God, that God will deal with their hearts one more time. Amen. And pray that they'd heed that calling and not push away the Holy Ghost of God, not grieve the Holy Ghost of God, but receive that wooing of God that they might be born again. Amen. Well, I tell you what a difference it'd make in our lives, our homes, our families, our communities, when folks begin to believe, amen, the Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that not believing ain't a good thing. Amen. That not believing just takes you further and further, further than you want to go, and keeps you longer than you want to stay. But when we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, just settle it in our heart, praise God, and you say, no matter what, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. You know what? There's joy in that. Amen. Because what happens then, is the old devil don't have no place to get in. See, you give him a crack and you give him an inch and he'll take a mile. But if you don't give him no place to get in, praise God, then he can't get in. Amen. As long as you keep the door of your mind and your heart closed to him. Amen. And you keep at with the Lord. You say, Lord, help me today to be that power, that force, praise God, against the enemy. I want to say we've got an enemy out here today. And it's the old devil and it's the demons of hell, praise God, the prince and power of this present world. And he's trying the best to put us in a place, in a predicament, in a situation to bring us down and destroy us. But praise God, we got to rise above that and keep ourselves out of those places. And we do that with the help of the Lord. Amen. Asking the Lord to help us keep us from the snares of the devil. Bless his holy name.